What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 366. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about using metronidazole in mild C. diff infection, answer the drug information question, what is Captisol-based amiodarone, and share a tip for responding to inpatient medical emergencies. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode366. The title of the article for this episode is What is the Role for Metronidazole in the Treatment of C. diff Infection? Results from a National Cohort Study of Veterans with Initial Mild Disease. The lead author is Haley J. Apanio, and this was published in Journal Clinical of Infectious Diseases, December 2018. The recent update to the C. diff guidelines abandoned the use of metronidazole as monotherapy for C. diff of any severity. The authors of this study sought to identify whether metronidazole may still be an appropriate therapeutic option for mild C. diff infection in select patients. This was a two-stage study of a national cohort of veterans with a first episode of mild C. diff. In the first stage, the authors identified predictors of success among patients with C. diff infection treated with metronidazole. Success was defined as an absence of all-cause mortality or recurrence 30 days post-treatment. Multivariable unconditional logistic regression was used at this stage. In the second stage, a subgroup of patients with characteristics predictive of success identified in the first stage was selected, and clinical outcomes were compared with patients who received vancomycin. In the first stage, among 3,656 patients treated with metronidazole, the authors identified 3,282 patients with success and 374 patients with failure. Age 65 years and under was the only independent predictor of success, with an odds of success 1.63 times higher than those with age greater than 65 years. In the second stage, among 115 propensity score matched pairs 65 years of age or younger, no significant differences were observed between metronidazole and vancomycin for all-cause mortality, C. diff recurrence, or failure. The authors concluded, among patients 65 years of age or younger with initial mild C. diff infection, clinical outcomes were similar with metronidazole and vancomycin. These data suggest metronidazole may be considered for the treatment of initial mild C. diff infection among patients 65 years of age or younger. At first glance, the study looks to support the use of metronidazole as monotherapy for mild C. diff cases in younger patients. However, it's important to note there were several risk factors for failure associated with metronidazole identified in the first phase. These included a principal diagnosis of C. diff, current intestinal infection, current respiratory failure, malignancy, previous hospital or long-term care exposure, hypoalbuminemia, a BMI greater than 30, and previous probiotic exposure. In my opinion, any consideration of using metronidazole as monotherapy should take into account patients younger than 65 that do not have any of the predictors of failure mentioned. This makes the decision to use metronidazole as monotherapy more complicated than simply looking at patient age. The drug information question for this episode is, what is Captisol-based amiodarone? The answer, Captisol is a cyclodextrin compound that improves the solubility of amiodarone. Captisol replaces the previously used solvent polysorbate 80, which was associated with hypotension and histamine release in dogs and human studies. Shout out to podcast listener Dan for bringing up this question in regards to the updated ACLS antiarrhythmic drug guidelines, making mention of a study using Captisol-based amiodarone. The brand name associated with Captisol-based amiodarone is Nexterone, and the formulation is 150 milligrams per 100 mLs, or 360 milligrams per 200 mLs. This means that boluses of amiodarone prepared from the 50 milligram per ml IV vials may have a different side effect profile than premixed Captisol-based amiodarone because the vials still contain polysorbate 80. And my tip for responding to inpatient medical emergencies, when taking care of a patient with ACE inhibitor-induced angioedema, only one thing matters: protect the airway with endotracheal intubation. I don't get distracted by other therapies which do not have a clinically meaningful effect. Epinephrine doesn't work in ACE inhibitor-induced angioedema. Neither does diphenhydramine, methylprednisolone, or ecallantide. Fresh frozen plasma might help, but you need to thaw it first, and that takes too much time to be practical. Icatibant only affects meaningless endpoints like edema, not the need for intubation or mortality. I just focus on protecting the patient's airway. Within 24 to 72 hours, they'll be extubated and ready to go home. To get a copy of my 6 best tips for pharmacists responding to inpatient medical emergencies, go to my free download area at pharmacyjoe.com/free. It's download number 16 on the list. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.